This interview is going to knock your socks off. I'm talking about some of the greatest individuals who have walked on planet Earth. My next guest has worked with them. My next guest is Mr. Bruce Merin. And who is Bruce Merin? Bruce Merin is the founder and CEO of Bruce Merin Celebrity Speakers and Entertainment Bureau, one of the leading agencies in the world right now who book the top speakers, entertainment individual, sports personnel across the globe. And I had the opportunity to sit down with Bruce, and I'm telling you, I was simply blown away. The wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, the intellect, and the interpersonal wherewithal was unmatched. It was epic. He dropped some gems about what you need to do to transform your life, how to meet individuals that are interesting, how to meet famous people, how to get into the room with people who, well, you would have to pay to get in the room, people who you don't have access to. He has gained access to these individuals. We talked about some life skills. We talked about parenting skills. We talked a little bit about how to navigate the business world and the speaking world and how to connect with the right people and how to go about making your dream your reality. I'm excited about this interview. And if you are ready, let's join Andrew E. Guy and Mr. Bruce Merin on this interview of Disrupting Your Normalcy. See you on the other side.
It's the moment you've been waiting for. It's a conversation that must be had today and not tomorrow. Welcome to another episode of I'm Listening, I'm Ready with your host, Andrew E. Guy. Let's talk about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Andrew E. Guy. Welcome to another episode of the Ala Podcast. I'm listening. I'm ready. It is the podcast that's dedicated for those who are on the go, whether you're traveling by land, air, or sea. This is me. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so pumped about my guest today. Listen, we have been waiting for this interview to come through, and I'm telling you, it doesn't matter rain or shine, it's going to happen, and it's happening today. I know you're wondering, who is this gentleman? Who is this person? Who is this mystery guest? It's not a mystery, because I'm about to let you know right now. His name is Bruce Merin. This guy, if you have not heard about this gentleman, he has worked with the likes of Elvis Presley, Muhammad Ali, and whoever is who is a celebrity in the world that's worth mentioning. This man has worked with these individuals. So it's an honor. It's a privilege. And I'm just going to bring him onto the stage right now. I don't want to waste any more time. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ala Podcast stage for the first and definitely last time, Mr. Bruce Merin. Bruce, say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's up, baby? From Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. It's great to see you, and I'm privileged and honored to be on with you. And that was a nice introduction. And yes, I'm blessed because I've worked with all the superstars for 50 years. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome, brother. Oh my gosh, there's so many places to start, but I want to give you an opportunity to kind of introduce yourself to our audience and just tell the people a little bit more about what you do, because not many people know who the Bruce Merin is. So could you please tell them who you are, please?
No, you're very kind. We literally started our company 50 years ago. And imagine 50 years ago, my first two sports clients 50 years ago were Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali. And my first two entertainment clients 50 years ago were Johnny Carson and Michael Landon. So that was a pretty good start, right?
Wow. Now, I know you mentioned quite a bit of names, but there was some guy that's very interested that's in there. Yes. It's a Little House on the Prairie. John Landon. Am I saying it right?
Oh, Michael Landon. No.
Michael Landon. Could you tell me what it was like working with this gentleman?
Oh, I mean, it was such a pleasure. I mean, Michael, if I made a top 10 list of my all-time favorites, Michael would be on it. And there's a story I'll share with you that I think all
Please, go ahead.
Will enjoy as well. And by the way, I love your energy. Your energy and passion are absolutely great. Anyway, when I was at UCLA, I was in the film school.
Yes.
My favorite TV show was Bonanza. And of course, Michael Landon was one of the stars on Bonanza. Mm-hmm. So fast forward, I have my own company my very, very first year. And I was blessed to work with my beloved mom, and I owe everything in my life to my mom. Mm-hmm. So we had an office at General Service Movie Studios in Hollywood. And my mom told me, she says, Bruce, you may be interested. I heard that Michael Landon is going to be filming on our movie lot today. So because I had an office there, I knew all the security people. So they let me in onto the stage. And when Michael Landon finished his scene, I went up to him. I was very polite, Andrew. I said, Michael, Mr. Landon, my name is Bruce Maron. This is my card. I've been such a fan of yours. Bonanza was my favorite TV show. I would love to have the privilege to take you to lunch. Can we do it? So a couple of months later, Michael called me up. Sure enough, he called me up and we had lunch, and I was looking at him just like I'm looking at you right now. And he says, Bruce, I have some really exciting news. I'm working on a brand new show right now, and it's called Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
So literally when I met Michael for the first time on a serious meeting, he was working on Little House on the Prairie. So, you know, he did become a client.
Yes.
And what led to my speakers bureau 50 years ago, obviously, Michael was so popular. So I, of course, booked him on Johnny Carson, The Tonight Show.
Right.
So Michael and I were at The Tonight Show. And when he finished his guesting, Johnny Carson comes backstage. Now, remember, this is 50 years ago. I'm still a young kid. You know, my first year in PR. So Johnny says, hey, you guys, how would you like to come to my home in Malibu? It's on the beach. Come for dinner and you guys will be my guest.
Right.
So I said, Michael, let's go. So fast forward, we're at Johnny Carson's home at night. Beautiful palatial home on the ocean. Johnny gets out his favorite bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm-hmm. He opens it up and he's toasting Michael Landon and I. And so we do a toast. And he says, Bruce, I've got a really good idea for you. He says, Andrew, he says, I think you should start a celebrity speakers bureau. Again, this is 50 years ago. I say to Johnny, well, Johnny, you know, I have a public relations company and we had a lot of people on your show.
Right.
But I've never had a celebrity bureau. So Johnny looks me right in the eye with that beautiful smile. He says, well, I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to be your very first client.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Are you serious, Bruce?
Yeah. And then Michael Landon pops in. He says, well, Bruce, I'll be your second client. Then the next day, my phone rings. Ed McMahon is on the phone. He says, hey, I hear you're starting a celebrity bureau. I want to be your client. So again, this is 50 years ago.
Goodness,
that is the way that my bureau started. And then, because I know your viewers would love this, I am a big sports fan my entire life, a huge sports fan.
Yes.
When we were young, we were living in Queens, New York, and I went to PS 117 in Queens, and the Brooklyn Dodgers, that was my team. And Dad and Mom and I, we used to go to the Brooklyn Dodgers games. And who was my favorite player? It was Jackie Robinson, number 40.
Get out of here, Bruce, for real.
So fast forward to that first year in business, I had the opportunity to meet Jackie. And I said, Jackie, it would mean the world to me if you would become our client. And of course, he did become our client, number 42. He became our client. And I shared so many beautiful stories with Jackie from my childhood and, you know, how I admired and I respected him. So anyway, Jackie became a client. And very soon after that, I had my very first booking for him. It was a speaking engagement in L.A.
Right.
for Bank of America. So he was incredible. And then right after that, I met Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
And Ali loved the fact. I said, Ali, you're going to love this. I was born in Louisville, just like you. And he says, you're kidding. You were born in Louisville? So we really, really hit it off. And he, just like you, are so charismatic. Ali, I mean, I've never met anybody more charismatic than Ali. So I then wound up booking Ali for personal appearances, speaking engagement. So that was quite a way to start my business. Again, that's 50 years ago when all this started. So that's how it all began. So I'm really, blessed beyond words, you know, Andrew?
God of mercy. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to me for the first time, I need you to run, hop, skip, jump, and get over there to islandpodcast.com. And I need you to subscribe to us because this interview is going to be the interview that you're going to watch over and over and over again. Because Bruce Marin is throwing down some his story. Do you hear what I'm saying? You put it together like a sandwich and take a bite on this thing. He's throwing down history that's 50 years in the making. I don't want to talk anymore. Let's get back to this talk. Bruce, listen, yes. What was it like? I know you gave me the rendition, the small version of how you make these great guys, right?
Right, right.
But I am one that believes that, you know, do God just have a way of working things out, right? Can I you totally tell agree. Me how you felt when you're working with people who the world admire, but you are breaking bread with them one-on-one? Could you tell me what that experience is like?
Oh, yeah, no. I owe it all to God, and I am so thankful to him for all that has happened. I'm blessed beyond words. Mm-hmm. But for me, one of the taglines that I've used my whole life was impact lives. You have a gift. You impact lives. I love the fact that I'm able to impact lives, because when I'm booking sports stars and celebrities and the big name motivational speakers, I'm able to impact the lives of so many people every day. So for me, from the very beginning, it was always a blessing, but certainly in that sports area, since I'm such a big sports fan, it was an amazing experience for me, as you say, to be able to break bread, to be able to meet people that I admired and respected my entire life. And, you know, thank God, thanks to him, it all happened. And then as a sidebar to it, of course, there are the sports stars and the celebrities that I booked all my life. Imagine I also have booked every past president of the United States, beginning with President Reagan. I met President Reagan when he left office, and we had an office in Beverly Hills. And a friend of mine was nice enough to introduce me to President Reagan. And he was so kind and so wonderful. And I wound up booking President Reagan probably, I'd say, about a dozen times, Andrew. So it also was a blessing to me, not only in terms of the celebrities and the sports stars, but to work with all the past presidents of the United States. That was an experience that I'll never forget. And it's really a treasure that I was able to be able to do that. And one thing I also want to share, because I'm telling you, all your listeners and viewers, you are an amazing motivational speaker. In that motivational and inspirational field, I've been able to work with all the legends. Just recently, we booked legendary Les Brown. Now, wow. Les is probably in the top five yes. all-time motivational speakers.
Yes, he is.
I've been blessed to book speakers that are so good in that motivational, inspirational area. Going right. way back, Dr. Dyer, I met Dr. Wayne Dyer at the beginning of his career. He had just written his first book, mm-hmm. and I was lucky enough to meet him. And he certainly would be in the top five of motivational and inspirational speakers all around the world. So for me, the gift that I have been blessed with is by meeting all these people, they also influenced me and my life. I'll tell you, Dr. Dyer was very influential mm-hmm. in my younger life, because he was such a wizard. He was so amazing. And to this day, even though he's gone to heaven, people still love and admire Dr. Wayne Dyer. So that was a really big blessing to me.
You know, you talked a bit about gifts and impacting lives, right? When we think about impact, I see impact as coming into the world or into any space and refusing to leave it the way it was when you first came.
Yes, totally. That's a brilliant statement. And I totally, totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. But for me, it is such a blessing that I'm able to work with these legends, mm-hmm. but also they have given back to me fivefold because of all the intelligent value that I've gotten based on my relationship with all of them. So it's really like a golden treasure.
Yes.
That I've been able, you know, to work with them. And one thing, it just popped into my mind, but it's kind of interesting. Fran Drescher from The Nanny. We all remember yes. The Nanny, right? With
yes.
that New York accent. I mean, Fran is an amazing person. And I watched Fran many, many times. The last one was recently in Southern California. And Fran is amazing. People love her. But here's something that's in the news. This is how my business also is blessed in this way. Fran happens to be the president of the Screen Actors Guild. She's the president.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is the biggest actors guild in the whole world.
Come on, man.
She's the president.
Ah.
And all your viewers can see, just yesterday, she came out in behalf of all the actors, the SAG, and yes, also SAG-AFTRA, because sadly, they had to go on strike because
yes,
the actors feel they're not getting what they deserve from the big studios like Disney.
Right.
So as a sidebar to working in the speaking area, I was in touch with Fran earlier today. I really admire and respect what she's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you talk about the biggest actors in the world, Tom Cruise.
Yes.
So she is the spokesperson representing all these actors all over the world to try to get fairness for them because mm-hmm. the actors feel they're not being treated fairly. But it's a sidebar part of my business that I love.
Right.
Working with Fran now created this brand new thing that's all over the news. It's one of the biggest stories on all national television right now that the actors, are going on strike.
Yes, yes, yes.
No films, no TV shows. Nothing's going to be done until everything is resolved. So anyway,
I think that, you know, that won't take long because there's such a crave now for entertainment to see their new star, their upcoming star, their seasoned star, their veteran star. They're losing there's too much on the table to lose right now for them to let this drag out.
Yes.
That sidebar has become a major bar, if you know what I'm saying, because they can't afford. Studios cannot afford to lose that much money in such a short time because of this level of unfairness. So it's going to be resolved. I know it's going to be resolved.
No, I agree with you. And I just flashed on another thing that's such a blessing for me.
Yeah.
I love the stand-up comics. I love stand-up comics that make us all laugh. And when I was at the Johnny Carson show so frequently, because Johnny was my client and I was booking so many of my guests, I got to see, you know, all the legendary comics. But my favorite of all time is Robin Williams. Robin Williams is, he was a genius, you know?
Oh, and gosh.
I saw him on the Johnny Carson so many times, and he's my favorite all time. And not only was he a great stand-up comic, but all of his films, I mean, a brilliant filmmaker. But when I'm leading up to, because I got to meet Robin, I had a client in Southern California that wanted to book Robin, but here's the caveat that made it like, I don't think this is going to work. They said, can you see if Robin will come and show up as Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, so my goodness.
Reason, you know, not initially Robin, but dressed up as Mrs. Doubtfire.
As a character. So
I called up Robin. This is back when we were using phones a lot more than texting and everything like that.
Right, right.
I said, Robin, you may not want to do this, but I had the privilege of booking Robin Williams before, but I said, this client, they're in San Francisco and they want you to come as Mrs. Doubtfire. He says, you know what, Bruce? I'll do it. I mean, obviously it was a nice paying engagement and all.
Right.
You could not believe the look on those people in that audience when Robin showed up. It was a surprise. I mean, they had no idea that Robin Williams. So he shows up as Mrs. Doubtfire.
Right.
And the crowd goes nuts. And then after that, he does a stand-up, you know, routine for all the people in the audience. So that was one very memorable booking that I'll never forget. And the bottom line that I was sharing, I love when people have that gift to make us laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Working with the stand-up comics, that was a really fun thing for me to be able to do and to work with people like Robin Williams. You know, what a gift, you know?
It is a gift. You know, I put out a video a few weeks ago when I was talking about life versus the gift. And I'm bringing out in my upcoming book that's coming up, Win Where You Are. And I think a lot of people, Bruce, they treat it like a Christmas gift. They don't open it until Christmas. But you need to open your gift every single day. Your life is a gift. Living is the process of opening that gift and using the skills and expertise that's been given to you to bless people, to impact people over the globe. whether it's in comedy, whether it's in sport, whether it's in broadcasting, whether it's in acting or be in front of the camera, you are impacting people. And the goal is for you to come into a space and refuse to leave it the way it was when you came. That's impact.
I totally agree. And one of the things I enjoy on all four major platforms of social media, I enjoy talking about impact lives and sharing many times that some of the greatest gifts that you can give people don't cost any money.
No, it doesn't.
That's a great thing. I mean, you could go out to a parking lot in a Vons supermarket and make somebody smile by maybe helping them out. So there's so many ways to impact lives without spending a penny. So that's the nice thing as well.
You know, a lot of people think that I have to pay to impact. I got to pay to do this or everything costs. We all have 24, you know, Bruce. And this is like a side note. I asked a question once. I was doing a speaking engagement in, I think it was Orlando. It's a change management conference. Huge, thousands of people there. So I asked him, I said, okay, fine. I want you to answer this question. What does 24 mean to you? What is your 24? For some, it's 24 hours. For some, it's $24. For some, it's 24 cents. For some, it's 24 million. For some, it's 24 billion or 24 trillion. What does that 24 mean to you, and how do you spend it? You just hit the nail on the head, brother. All it takes is just to go up to somebody and say, you know what? How are you doing? High five. I hope you have a great day. But society is set up now where we're so isolated, nobody trusts each other. So it's really trying to isolate that human experience that we all need to share one
totally
to another.
I totally agree. And something as simple as creating a smile for somebody, it really means a lot. And I'll share something that happened yesterday that was really a very beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I happen to shop here in Las Vegas at Vaughn Supermarket. So I was coming out of the supermarket, and there was this woman, she was disabled. So she was in one of those motorized vehicles, and she was lugging with her hand while she's in the vehicle all these packages that were in her cart, and nobody from Vons was helping her out. So I went up to her, Andrew, I said, please let me help you out. So she opened up the trunk, with a clicker. So I put all of her things into the trunk. She then went up to her car and she got herself in. And when she was all done, I said, it was such a pleasure to be able to help you. And she said, nobody else took the time, but you took the time. And her smile was priceless. It was priceless. So that, Andrew, that was something that didn't cost anything, but I took a little bit of time to make somebody really happy. And I think going out of my way for her, I mean, it was my gift. You know what I mean? She was happy that I helped her out with the groceries into her car, but it was a far bigger gift for me. So you know, when we were talking about impacting lives, yes.
I want to add to that a little bit, if you don't mind, because I also have a similar experience. I was in the mall somewhere, and, you know, Tim Hortons is everywhere up here in Canada. And there is a guy outside. He was begging, you know, and we don't know what people's situation is, Bruce. We don't know what happened that caused them to lose whatever or whatever the circumstances is, but he was asking for money. So I said, you know, I don't know what you're going to do with the money, but I want to make sure. I said, what do you need right now? Not about your wants. What do you need? He said, if I can just get a cup of coffee. I said, done. I said, let's go. I took him into Tim Hortons. I said, whatever is on the menu, I don't care what it is. He looked at me and his eyes popped out. I said, buddy, he flipped out. I said, you know, anything you want on the menu, you can get it. He's, are you serious? I said, yeah, I know you came in here for a cup of coffee. What do you want? He ordered coffee. He ordered donuts. He ordered some bagel and whatever the case may be. And he said, okay, and I have to get one of those. That's one of my favorite. I said, get it. I said, boom. Walked up to the cash register. I said, okay, fine. Just give him whatever he needs. Boom. You sure? Because they've seen him in there before.
Right.
The guy turned out and said, oh, no, I'm paying for it. She said, okay, now I know it's guaranteed. I said, no. I'm a gift to him. I'm not giving him something. Every time we show up, we are the gift. Right. You know what I'm saying? What we render to the person is only an expression of who we are. So we are the gift. Whatever you just did for that individual, you have given yourself as an extension. So, man, kudos to you, man. It's so great to be around people that are like-minded, are thinking like it's going to change in the world. But Bruce, I want to ask you a few questions. Just kind of like growing up and stuff, what are some of the challenges that you've had, you know, coming into your business? First of all, your business, and how did you make that transition to use your business to impact other people's lives?
Yeah, well, that's interesting that you mentioned in terms of challenges, because I am a graduate from the UCLA Film School, very legendary film school. And I had to try to decide, graduating from the film school, what to do. My beautiful mom, and I mentioned earlier, I owe so much to her. There's a story here. My mom said to me, Bruce, why don't you try to get a job at MGM Studios? Because you graduated film, you love film. Wouldn't it be an amazing opportunity to work at MGM? So thank God, with my mom's advice, I did get a job at MGM, and I wound up working in the Thalberg Building, which is the most prestigious building in all of MGM Studios. So here I am with an amazing job right out of college, and I'm working at the most famous movie studio of all time. So my personal challenge was, I'm a rookie here at MGM, and I'm thinking, how can I impact some of the people there? Because I'm a young kid at the biggest studio in the world. So my challenge was, as a rookie, what can I do to kind of elevate myself? So I made it a point. I didn't know if he was going to let me in, but I went to the president's office at MGM, the president, you know? And back then he had a door. There wasn't a secretary outside. And I knocked on the door and he opened it. And I said, it's an honor to meet you. I told him my whole story. And I said, it's such a dream to work here at MGM, where you did movies like Wizard of Oz. So he says, it's interesting you're here right now, kid. I always remember, he always called me kid, you know, the president of MGM. He says, I got something for you that I think you'll like. He says, do you like Elvis Presley? And I said, oh my goodness. When I was living in Vegas in the 50s, Elvis was my favorite recording artist. He says, well, I'll tell you what, how would you like to have lunch with Elvis? I'm going to set up a lunch with Elvis Presley in the MGM commissary. I want you to have lunch with him because I like your attitude. And since you're from the film school, how do you like to handle the PR? He has a brand new movie. This was 1972. The movie was called Elvis on Tour. So here I am, because I took that challenge of trying to elevate myself. The president arranged a nice lunch. And when I met Elvis Presley in the commissary, and I thought, wow, I mean, I think I've died and gone to heaven. I'm having lunch with Elvis. So I sat down and I'm face to face, just like I'm looking at you right now. I said, Elvis, I know we're really going to get along. Both of us are mother's boys. We're mama's boys. Oh, and he gave me this beautiful smile, because everybody who knows Elvis's history, he was a real mama's boy. And so,
hey, same here too, brother.
Yeah, all right. Well, for the mama's boy. Yeah. So because I took that step with the president, I then wound up working with Elvis for his entire life. So when you mentioned about challenges, it's interesting how when we're faced with a challenge, we can try to be proactive, or maybe we're intimidated and we don't do anything. So fortunately, I took the challenge to try to do something, to make something happen. And look what happened. I wound up working with one of the biggest celebrities of all time in the world, Elvis Presley, because I knocked on the president's door. So,
you know, there's so many things here we got to unpack. Oh my gosh, Bruce, you know, we got to do this again. I'm telling you, listen. There's a lot of people, Bruce, who are not knocking on doors. Okay. And as you're talking, I just sketched this thing right here. This is so powerful. I'm going to explain to you what's going on here.
Yes.
Because the thing is that there's a thing in the Bible. We talk about, you know, ask and then seek and then knock. You know, the knock part is the culmination of the first two. Right. And it's when you knock, I'm telling you, as I see right there,
right,
there's an arrow. So when you knock, right? A lot of things happen. The door to the president of MGM opened. And then when that door opened, another door that he was guarding opens up. And then when you get to Elvis at that door, another door open is exponential. So when you knock on the president, says, hey, you know what? I have a lunch behind that door over there to meet Elvis Presley. Boom. Oh, wait a minute. There's another door behind that lunch door. It's a PR. And it's another door behind that lunch door behind that PR. And now your life changes. Would you please look into the camera and give our youth, our listeners, our viewers, some life-changing word that's going to tell them to get up off their high knees, get up off of what was hurting them, and get out there and knock on those doors so it will open other doors. Bruce, take it away, brother.
Yeah, well, what I would say is feel the passion inside your heart. Feel the passion inside your heart, and then take positive action. Whatever your dreams may be, your dreams can come true if you take action. You must take action. So first, I believe it all comes from the heart. And when you feel what that passion is in your heart, then make efforts every day to try to make that dream come true. One little phrase that I use and I've been using for 50 years is planting seeds for harvesting. Planting seeds for harvesting. Once you plant those seeds and they get harvested, wow, you've got something really special. But you must plant the seeds. So the whole thing is, are you willing to take action? If you do have dreams, and we all have dreams, what are the actions you can take every single day to make those dreams come true? So that's something that I would certainly share. And I will say, going back to Dr. Wayne Dyer, he got me a long time ago into affirmations. I very strongly believe in affirmations. And I have affirmations that I do daily and also at night. And I believe once you have these different affirmations, that helps you make that catapult to try to make your dreams come true. In other words, you have to be able to say your affirmations, dream, visualize your affirmations. And once you do that, you can take the positive step.
Gosh, yeah. I'm too pumped over here. I'm really too pumped over here. I need to calm down right now, Bruce. I really need to calm down. I don't do good at calming down. I'm trying to tell you right now, okay?
That's what your wife says.
I'm telling you, this energy, I love people. I love talking to interesting people. I just love what happens when people come together. I just can't imagine a world where people and robots are running things instead of people. Oh my goodness, Bruce, so many things are happening. I want to emphasize to my people, if you're listening right now, hey, this is Andrew E. Guy sitting down talking to the legend himself, Mr. Bruce Marion. I'm telling you, if you don't know, you need to know who this man is. You need to see the impact that he has had over the globe, from sports to the movies, to singers, performers. I'm just going to put celeb, right? Because you are a celeb in your own right. You may not be in front of the screen, but you are a celeb. And I just need for you to take that advice that he's given you, knock on those doors, started thinking. He said something about the heart. I want to tell you, this heart here is only a four-chambered pump. This is not the heart he's talking about. He's talking about the mind's heart.
Yeah.
Because as a man thinketh, according to a book by James Allen, so is he. If you're thinking it, you become it. And then he said one more thing. Bruce, man, pound it to you, my brother. Boom. Yes. You said we gotta take action. We gotta say it, affirm it. You know, the scriptures tells me that if I declare a thing, it shall come to pass. I have to say it.
Yes.
And then I gotta take action on it. Man, if there was any three advice that I can get from a 50-year plus legend in the business, is start saying the right things, take action on those things, start knocking on those doors. Listen, Bruce, where can these amazing people find you if they feel that they're celebrity and they need to get in touch with you so you can represent them? Please tell them.
Yes. And I'll happy. But one other thing that I will share, visualization. I'm very big on visualizations, and I think that is a really strong thing as well. Our website is fairly simple. It's Bruce Marin's CelebritySpeakers.com. So it's my name, Bruce Marin, with an S on it. Bruce Marin's CelebritySpeakers.com. And, you know, like I told you earlier, it's a gift that we can book amazing people like you. Why? Because when you go out in front of an audience, you impact lives. So that's the treasure that I have, being able to book amazing people that impact the lives inside that audience. It's a gift.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to me for the first time, this is Andrew E. Guy on the Aller podcast. I am listening and I am ready. That's what Aller means. I'm listening. So you got to hear something, because faith comes by hearing, right? And you got to do something with what you hear. I'm listening and I am ready.com. Please go out there and check out my good friend, Mr. Bruce Merrin's celebrity speaking. Listen, get out there and get involved. He's out there on all social media platforms. I got in touch with Bruce from Instagram, and I'm telling you, this is a connection that we're going to be having for a long time. I see us working together. I'm declaring it. I'm saying it. I'm affirming it. It's going to happen. Okay, so you hear it in the show here first, and you could be like, when you see me speaking somewhere, and Bruce Merrin's event, you'd be like, oh, that's Andrew E. Guy. Did I declare this thing on the Isla podcast? Were you listening, and were you ready? Were you ready? It's gonna happen. Bruce, any final word that you want to say to the viewers, the people who are dreaming, because we're talking about disrupting normalcy, and that's the goal of this show, to help people to disrupt their own normalcy so they can get out and create a greater impact in life. Anything that you want to say to them, this is your time, brother. Go ahead. If you have anything, any events that are coming up that you need people to tune into, take it away.
Well, I will close. One of the most famous songs from a movie was Judy Garland singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And I was able to see Judy perform right here in Las Vegas. And I also did book Judy Garland. So I would say to all of your viewers right now, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, your dreams can come true. Take action. That's what I would say.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Aller podcast and the studio and Rose in the back there looking at me, I just want to say a big, big up to my friend, Mr. Bruce Merrin. Listen, want to thank all of you for listening to us on this episode of the Aller podcast. This will be shared out there. I want you to go out there and just listen, comment, just post some of the life stories that you got from this, because that's what we are about. That's the goal of this show, to disrupt your normalcy. When you hear, you take action, and that's exactly what we've been talking about on the show here this morning. So on behalf of myself and Bruce Merrin, listen, take care of yourself, and we'll see you again in the next one.
I was honored and privileged to guest on that amazing podcast with Andrew Guy. I have done hundreds of interviews, and Andrew would rank right at the top, the pinnacle, on one of the best interviews that I've ever done. It was a blessing in my life to guest with Andrew, and I just think he's amazing.
Until next time, keep listening, live ready, talk soon.